Our next guest, VP of Soccer Administration for RSL. He's Rob Zarkos, good enough to join us. Rob, how are you, man? Thanks for jumping on.
Good, guys. Thanks for having me back 2 weeks in a row, it sounds like now, right?
Well, yeah, we're building on some good luck all of a sudden. RSL's playing well, and they got the victory over DC United after a huge rain delay. What type of a hurdle was that for the guys mentally to get over?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the pictures, but there was some flooding. I heard there was like about 3 feet of water in the dugout. It got pretty nasty, and the playing surface just it was impossible. The guys couldn't play. I know there was some frustration even when those first 29 minutes because the surface was just so bad from the night before. So I think while it was a little bit of tiredness, I think they're excited to see if maybe they get a better playing surface the next day.
RSL headed to Montreal, unfortunately, and I talked about this last week, and I know it's not, you can't really take much into it because they've only been to Montreal twice, they've never won, but I mean, they changed that over the weekend at DC. They went to Portland, a place they'd never won again, and won this year as well. How do you expect Real Salt Lake to match up in Montreal, however?
Well, I was hoping you were going to ask me for that because you asked me last week, and I said, you know, they've said that about Portland. I'm going to say the same thing. They said that about D.C., so I'm feeling pretty good about it. I know the guys are pretty pumped. Montreal's a tough place to play. They've been playing pretty well. I know they played last night, so it is going to be a tough environment, but, you know, we believe right now, so I'm hoping we can go in there and get a result.
Will the travel aspects of going to D.C. and go to Montreal, will the travel factor in to the team at all?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a bit rough, but on the good side, because of the delay, we got a charter back from D.C. From the league, so that was nice. Glad the guys to get directly back. And then we'll have a charter back from Montreal. So while it's not ideal and the timing's not ideal, I think we've done the best we can to get them back in a way that allows them to recover as fast and as best as possible.
Transfer window is officially closed. Are you guys content with how it all ended up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, the big thing that we've been working on the past 12, 18 months was the right center back. I believe that we got that in Marcelo. We have a couple irons in the fire that why we could not get done this window, I think, are ripe to be done with the players for the winter, December, January window.
How much are the playoffs being talked about inside the locker room when it comes to the actual team? We know the fans are hoping for a playoff push, but how much are the players focusing on it?
I think that's the number one priority. I know it is for the staff. I mean, and Mike brings it up on a regular basis and what we got to do to get there and how we're going to get there. So I think at this point it's everybody is expecting to get there and coming up with a plan to get there. So we're excited about it. I think the result in DC was big. I think a result in Montreal will be big, but we have a great set of home games coming up, too, that are looking pretty good for us. So, look, the West, as we talked about last week, continues to eat itself, which is great for us. I mean, there's not a lot of gap between number one and where we are right now. So if we can make a solid run, I think we have a good opportunity to get that sixth or maybe even the fifth spot.
If I'm not mistaken, last week RSL was 6 points away from the sixth spot. Now they're only three. That's one game out. I remember you saying 48 points is how many points required, in your opinion, for RSL to make the playoffs. Are you sticking to your guns?
Now, I don't know now. I think it might be less given kind of the results we're seeing. It's as these guys, as there, you know, if you look at the difference between the West and the East right now, there's some clear separation. It's just not happening in the West. So, you know, look, we're going to be playing San Jose. We're going to be playing Vancouver. I mean, they're kind of right above us. Even Portland right now is taking a bunch of knocks, and they have a really injured core right now. So anything's possible. I mean, it's so weird right now. Conceivably, we could be outside of the playoffs by one spot, or we could be fifth or fourth, and we just don't know right now. So while 48 has historically been, you know, we do our analysis statistically, has historically been the spot we need to be in, I don't know if that's the case now this year.
So I know Forbes put out an article, a breakdown for the value of all these MLS teams. They put the value for Real Salt Lake at $155 million. Was that about where you guys expected? And what does it say about the overall health of the organization and the league?
Yeah, we think that's off. I mean, they didn't account for the $70 million facility that the owner's building right now. So I don't think that's added into the value. So we think that's a bit off. You know, on the team side, that value doesn't really mean that much to team operations, to be honest with you. I think it's a nice figure to see how relative we are. I think we're irrelevant, and I think we're both. I think with this facility coming in Harriman that Deloitte's funded, it's going to be a game changer for Real Salt Lake, and it's going to be one of the top facilities, if not North America, or the world, if not just North America. I mean, I was just out there today. So I think that valuation needs to be taken with a grain of salt, given all the all the development we've been doing the last year or so.
9 games left. Can you put a finger on the most important game, in your opinion, for Real Salt Lake?
Yeah, not to be coy about it. I think it's every game we play. I think Montreal is big for us right now. I think getting a result in Montreal is gonna set the tone, and it's gonna set us up nicely for that playoff run. I think after that, we have to do as well as possible against all of our Western Conference rivals. So I don't think there's one game that stands out. I just think that we need to make a run, and we need to win 4 or 5 of these next games.
This interview brought to you by our friends at Proper Burger here in Salt Lake City. Go check them out online, properburgerslc.com, 865 Main Street here in Salt Lake City. Again, big ups to Proper Burger. Rob Zarkos, the VP of Soccer Administration, good enough to jump on with us. Rob, we appreciate you. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys.